the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to Monday's podcast. What's the most ridiculous thing you have stolen out of a hotel?
Nothing ridiculous. Just sample size toiletries that I have cracked open during my stay. That is it. Listen now to find out what other people have thieved, thefted, stolen,
thived.
Those two girls.
I mean, we have spent a grand total of 4 hours apart. In the last 7 days.
We had to spend Mother's Day separately with our families. But apart from that, we had seen each other's face for 10 consecutive days in a row.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when you need like protein for like endurance, I feel like I need something to get through the 10 consecutive days of Sarah.
Well, more of the same this week. But I think we can both say we are starting to become a little bit worried about how much time we are spending together and questioning if perhaps we are morphing into one person. Because on Saturday, when you and I had to work together
again,
we both rocked up because we were filming a little campaign. We both rocked up wearing exactly the same outfit.
Head to toe. Like, if you go to our Instagram at Liz and Sarah, you will see what we're talking about. From the earrings to the necklace to the blue jumper to the denim jeans to the white sneakers. Mm-hmm. Every ounce of our outfit is identical.
We hadn't even teed that up at all. Are you sounding us out there, Scott? Was that the Oscars music wrapping us up? Are you bored
that
here?
That was like, this story's going nowhere, isn't it?
Scotty's just like, I wonder what this button does.
Every morning. So you wore the same clothes.
Oh, and that's our story.
I showed the photo to my husband and he said, Liz, that is scary.
Yeah.
He said, you're like one person with the one brain. And mm-hmm. I said, yeah, one brain for the two of us.
A lot of people out there are probably nodding, yeah, that sounds about right. I've often wondered.
Anyway, that's our story. Go on, Scott, press your buttons.
It was really good, by the way. You should be proud of
Lee, we often joke about how different our mothers are, aren't they?
Well, they are. They're like chalk and cheese. They're a bit like us, to be honest.
Yeah, we're very close to each of our mums and we love them dearly, but personality-wise, they are very, very different.
Well, it's just that my mum respects my boundaries and knows not to comment on my life choices. Like, we have great conversations and I respect everything she says, but she knows that if I've made a decision, there's no going back.
Well, see, the difference with my mum is that she still feels like I'm a teenager in her eyes who needs life guidance. And the thing is, I usually do what she says.
So, and you're an enabler.
True. Well, look, here's a classic example of my mum, Bez.
On Friday,
we were working together all day. And often after we work together and you and I have gotten dolled up, I will send mum a little pic.
Which is your first mistake. Why would you send your mother a photo of yourself?
I just keep her in the loop. Because, you know, you and I often try and dress a little bit tonally so we're in sync with photos. Yep. And there's a bit of prep that goes in there. Sure. So I sent mum the photo. And when I spoke to her on Saturday morning, she said, I saw your photo. Lee's looked lovely, didn't she? And I said, yeah, she did. A beautiful jacket. Oh, and the shoes she was wearing, gosh, they're a beautiful pair of shoes. I said, she got them from Witchery for $10 on sale. And then she said,
30? They were 150, Sarah.
And then she said, now, darling, Sarah, you do still need my help with dressing yourself, don't you?
Yeah, it's just out of control.
And she said, I see you went and got the sock boots that you were wanting to try and find. The thing is, they are black. They are so black and your skin is so pale. Also, I said, I know, Mum, I'll just wear long things with them because the contrast between my white skin with black is a bit jarring. And she said, and that dress, those boots were not delicate enough to wear with that dress. What you needed to wear were Lisa's shoes.
No, and I disagree with Bez.
And then she travelled up. She said, the dress, quite nice. Your hair, Sarah, I do like it with a curl. I do. You know I've always preferred you with a curl. That's why Mum still wants me to get my hair permed when
even though Sarah was born with dead straight hair.
Dead straight hair. Like, my natural hair is Professor Snape, okay? So for me to put a curl in my hair, there is significant of it. I do like that. And I like your middle part too, but you're taking it too far back on your skull, right? So just take that middle part just an inch or two from your forehead. And then I like it when you boof it up at the back. Just back comb it, tease it up.
I mean, I have
that makes
words.
All the difference. And I was just like, yeah, Mum, yeah, okay, cool. I'll take that on board. And then I told you, please, and you were just, you've got to stop, Sarah. Cut the umbilical cord.
You've got, I mean, I love that she provides so much feedback.
I can't imagine having a mum who doesn't.
My mum will go the other way. I actually don't believe a word my mum ever says to me, because I could be wearing a dressing gown and she'll be like, ooh, la, 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 la. That's French for ooh, la, la.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, la, la, la. Ooh, I like it. I like it. It's understated. It's, you know what it is, Lise? You know how to do effortless. I was like, yeah, that's because I've put no effort in, Mum. Like, that, it is a dressing gown.
And I'll be
no,
looking at
like
Lise
it.
While it's Lise's natural. Mum, Nick, is there. And I'll be like, are we looking at the same person?
It's a natural, well, you're a natural beauty, darling.
She's a hobo, Nicole. What are you talking about? But she will, and that's when I feel like my inner Beryl is coming out, because I can feel it bursting forth with you.
I mean, it's so beautiful, Mum. But like, yeah, it's just a polar opposites, aren't they? I couldn't handle Bez, though. I'd be in fetal position for the rest of my life.
No.
She critiqued me.
I kind of love it. I take it on board. So next time I'm going to borrow those green shoes of yours that's okay for that
Sarah,
for that
my
dress.
Feet are so three sizes bigger than yours.
That's all right. I'll put some inner soles in and then I'll send Mum the photo and everyone will be happy.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
You like potatoes and I like potatoes. You like tomatoes and I like tomato.
Potato, tomato.
Oh, let's call the whole thing off. Yeah.
Yes, it's time for two types of people in the world, because Lise and I are firm believers that everyone has a different opinion for any given topic
Absolutely.
Or situation.
You'll fall into one camp or another, won't you? Now, there's something that's gone viral on Reddit and it's really got us thinking, and it relates to what happens in a shower. Now, do you wash your legs in the shower, Sarah? Do you physically scrub your legs? Do you run your soapy mitts up and down your thighs and your calves? Or do you just let the water run over them?
The only time I wash my legs is when I'm shaving them.
Okay, so you soap up and you'll... And
then I just believe that the rest of the soapy water on my top half and important bits will just wash down.
Okay, see...
Do you?
I wash my legs...
Dang.
Well, because I just feel like what you've just said, when if you're washing your pits and your neck and all of that, and then you're letting that soapy water run down your legs, that's
but
borderline.
The water's still washing you, washing off. And what are you doing to get your legs so dirty? There's not really like a sweat gland kind of
your
area.
Well, behind your knees can get rather sweaty.
Yeah, but the water just washes
that. It's more the fact that for me, the thought of dirty water from my top half, even especially if I'm washing my hair, will run down onto my legs, and then I will have to wash that off my legs. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
That's how I feel about it. I think people will either be Team Lise for this or Team Sarah. So 13, 10, 60. Do you wash your leg? Do you actively wash your legs when you're in the shower, or are you like Sarah, mildly filthy? Refusing to wash and just letting the water.
I wouldn't say I refuse. If they're dirty, I would wash them. If I've got some mud on me, of course I'd wash them. But
yeah. Well, would you?
I just sort of get in, get the job done, get out. Scott, can we throw to a male for an opinion here?
Do you wash your legs?
I do, but I don't think I would if I didn't have feet. I think that's an important part.
What?
Because I wash my feet, so then it's a process of getting to the feet. Because your feet are gross.
Well, yeah. Exactly. So why? That's right. So.
But if I did, I can totally see I'd ignore my legs if I didn't have feet to wash.
I mean, this is an issue in my marriage too, because my husband will wash himself top to bottom twice.
Like
over.
A surgeon.
Like a surgeon.
Well,
like he's about
that.
To do open heart surgery once and then twice, and I'll get in, be very fast and efficient, get the job done, get out, and he'll be like, "Did you wash? Yes, I washed." Yes.
I mean, there's always the temptation to just stand under the hot water and just let it wash over you, quite literally. But I think if you're in there, you've got to do things properly.
You've got to leave some, natural oils on your skin.
Whatever, Sarah.
Those two girls with Lees and Sarah. Morning.
Morning.
Scott's here. Yeah, morning.
That was weird, Scott.
Good morning.
Well, he wasn't saying good morning to you. He was saying
I thought
it to the
he
people.
Was, and now it's thrown me completely. Yesterday was a fun day, wasn't it, Sarah? Or rather, Saturday. Sarah came over to my house because she's obsessed with me and she won't leave me alone. And it was perfect timing because you got to see my boys, didn't you?
I did.
And they walked in the house, they shook hands with everyone else that was there. We had a crew there filming something for us, and then they went in and gave you a big hug.
They did. They did.
It was a bit forced, but they did.
I was surprised because I feel now I have broken the barrier, and now I'm like one of Mum's annoying friends that they have to give a hug to when they say hello. You can all remember those friends that you had when you were kids, and you'd be like, oh God, I better give Jane a hug.
They
know
that they're not getting rid of you now, so that they're like, okay, we must do the hug thing. Yep. And then
so Remy gave me a quick hug, suitable 9-year-old abrupt hug. And then, of course, Lisa's youngest boy, Maxie, who is like a walking angel.
The apple of Sarah's eye.
Yes, he's just so cute. And he came and gave me a hug and I clutched him and I didn't let him go for about 10 seconds. And I looked up with Lise with my big eyes and said, I love him.
Anyway, I was tidying up after our shoot and I lost sight of Sarah for a bit. And then I realised she'd travelled downstairs where the boys were playing the Xbox because it's a weekend they're allowed to get on the Xbox.
Yeah, I just wanted to check on them and further cement our bond.
And what happened down there? Because I didn't follow you down there. I thought they need quality time together. Yeah. What did you do?
Well, Maxie was playing a game on the Xbox and so I sat right beside him even though there was like an 8-piece modular sofa down there. And Remy was off in the adjacent room and Maxie was talking me through the game and I said, Maxie, can you do me a favour? And he said, yeah, what? I said, could you sing me that song that Mum and I love to hear you sing? The one called Blackbird. And he said, no. And I said, oh, please. And then from the room next door, I hear Remy's voice, do it for her. And I'll give you extra time on the Xbox.
He's so boss.
So then Maxie sat there and he wasn't taking it seriously.
Well,
he started singing it too fast, Blackbirds in the Dead of an Eye. And I said, no, can you slow it down? I said, you know, Mum and I love listening to that song.
Do it with feeling.
That's right. Next minute, Remy from the room. Properly, Max.
Oh, my God.
And then Max took a deep breath and
Blackbird sing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. This
we will
wait for this moment to arrive.
Oh, I mean, hearing it in the flesh, IRL, it made my weekend.
You know what? Poor Maxie is everybody's puppet. Like, I make him sing that song all the time. You now make him sing that song. His brother just forces him
to do
whatever.
I was so grateful for Remy for just being that enforcer of a big brother. He wasn't having any. He was like, Sarah's asked you to sing it.
That's right.
Do it properly, with emotion, with feeling. And then I walked back upstairs and they said, where the hell have you been? I said, I've been making your child sing to me. And I got it. And well done, you.
Thank you.
You're raising good kids.
He's really excited to be busking next weekend.
In the mall. I'll throw some money into his hat.
Thanks.
Those two girls.
Please, you and I stayed in a hotel last week.
I love a hotel.
Me too.
It just feels like a little slice of heaven, doesn't it? Everything's tidy and everything's new.
Don't you overthink what's happened in that room and then
Never.
I am like, wrap me up in that beautiful, blissful doona.
That hundreds of other people have slept on. Just
no.
Yuck.
No. Oh, wow. We know where you stand, Scott. But I want to ask, Lees, we both had separate rooms. Did you take anything home with you from your room?
Well, look, I have a hard and fast rule. I take home the toiletry items that I open. So, for example, if I'm going to use the shower gel, I open that and then I pop that in my toiletry bag. Same with the body lotion. Everything that remains unopened, I leave there because I believe in reuse, recycle, you know, like.
Okay, that's very noble. You're actually probably going against the grain of a lot of people.
Really?
Because the stats are in of the 10 items most commonly taken from hotel rooms. Side note, we are costing hotels millions of dollars every year from taking the tea bags and the coffee sachets.
What are people stealing? The tea bags?
Okay, I'll take you through. I'll go from 10 to 1.
Okay, okay? Go.
Curtains. Coming in at number 10.
Get lost.
Sarah.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Who the hell? But you'd be charged for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe people think they can get away with the window coverings before they can attribute it back to their room. Number 9. The remote, the batteries from remote controls.
Oh, that's fair.
No way.
You never have too many batteries.
Well, in Lisa's logic, you've used that remote, so those batteries are yours now. Number 8 are, of course, mugs and glasses.
But again, you would get charged for
that.
Well,
it's a special kind of keep cup, I suppose, isn't it?
But far more than like the price of a mug at Kmart or IKEA. So what's the bloody point?
Number 7, the Bible and other books. Because that's good reading.
Yeah.
Number 6, dressing gowns.
Again, you'd get charged. These people are fools.
5, pillows.
I mean, I do love a good hotel pillow. I have gone as far as ringing a hotel and saying, I need to know the supplier of your pillows.
Well, now that some hotels have pillow menus because they get really sick and tired of annoying customers like you calling them and saying, I like that pillow. Can I have it?
I like big pillows and I cannot lie.
Number 4, the light bulbs. I mean, that is sneaky because by the time someone realised the light bulb had gone, you would be out of there, right?
I mean,
3 is full-size toiletries. That's where you fit in, Lise.
That's right.
And I think I've done my maths wrong here, but we're actually at number 1 now. The number 1 thing people most commonly take from hotel rooms.
A pen.
Towels. I mean, that grosses me out because you think of the thousands of people who've used a towel before and you're going to take that towel home.
And again, it would come back to bite you because your final bill, they would charge your credit card at the end.
Yeah.
These are not freebies. The only freebies are the tea, the coffee and the toiletries. And the pen and the little stationery.
And the batteries from the remote and the light bulbs.
And the biscuits. The biscuits in with them.
Always take the biscuits.
Well, there you go. Might have provided some inspo, but best not.
Unbelievable.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
That was today's show.
It was. Can I just go back to when we were staying at the hotel together? So we had separate rooms, but what that meant was I went into Lisa's room and sat in her bed with her and we watched TV until it was time to go to sleep. And then I departed next door. But on the telly, we watched a show called Extreme Cheapskates.
It was the very best.
I mean, if you want to feel better about your spending habits, watch this show.
And these were people, let's be very clear, these weren't people that had come across hard times.
No.
These were people who made a choice to live. Frugal isn't even the word because I think frugal sometimes gets a bad rap. I don't think it's a bad thing to be frugal. These people, it was almost... It was borderline OCD, wasn't it?
Well,
was like
I think they said they'd started off trying to save money on electricity and what have you, then saw that they were saving, you know, $50 on their electricity bill, and then it became a competition. I mean,
yes.
To the point where there was an entire family bathing in the same tub of water. And they would only change that tub of water, was it once a week or something? The water was black.
It was.
Right?
So
black.
We were like, we
I don't even know how
it.
You would get that dirty. I mean,
and
we were talking about washing
and
legs.
Sarah, what about that bit where like the fourth person of the family gets into the filthy bathtub. The water is like a festy brown. And they dip the face washer in and then scrub their face. And you just...
There would be a layer of silt on the bottom of that bathtub, I am sure. And then the mother refused to put heating on in the rest of their little house. So all of them, mum, dad and 2 teenage boys, slept in the same bed.
Oh, that can't... Nothing about this sounds
so
healthy.
So that their body
nothing
heat...
Nothing about it was healthy. They also ate squirrels.
Yeah.
No
and when
kidding.
Her daughter came to visit... They, again, rather than put the heating on in one of their other 2 available bedrooms.
So they had other rooms.
They put the daughter and her 3 babies in the 1 bedroom and then they went and slept in a tent outside.
None of it made sense because they had the room in the house. They had more bedrooms. They had more beds. But they chose to live this ridiculous.
And prior to that, there was a woman whose daughter was getting married and she said they were going to do the whole wedding for $1,000. So instead, an example of one of their money saving tips was instead of paying for a wedding cake to be made, they went into a cake shop and just asked to borrow one of the display cakes
for the
photos.
The cardboard cakes.
So they borrowed the cardboard cake and the photos of the bride and groom are with a knife pretending to cut through cardboard.
And then the sister made like a sheet cake that they served to the guests. It was the most bizarre thing.
They went to a festive Christmas decoration store and bought their poinsettia flowers and like mistletoe to have in the bouquet.
Anyway, it was the absolute. Try and track it down in like what's it called? Like,
at what point do you just
10 play?
Like,
or,
that's do not you just you're not going to be happy. Like,
no,
you're not.
But they were. This is the thing. They lived in their own little. That's what made them. That's what sparked joy for them was how far can we stretch a dollar?
But it was next level. Like the woman whose family had the bath together, she was like, "I save money on dental because I take my own tooth out. If I've got an issue with a tooth, I just get a little chisel and I just chip away at it. And if I pass out, I just come to eventually and continue the job." I mean, how could you live your life like that? This is like medieval times when people bathed once a week and died from dental infection.
I also love that they tell that story like as if everybody else is dumb compared to them.
Everybody else is dumb compared to them. That's exactly that. There was a whiff of superiority among whiffs of other things. All right. Love you. We're going to leave you now. Ciao.
Okay. Wow, so abrupt. Bye. We've got to take a bath.
Tickety-boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.